This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged once again Tuesday to launch a military incursion into Rafah, a Gaza city sheltering hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians amidst international calls for restraint. Speaking to a meeting of Israeli families of fallen soldiers and hostages held in Gaza, who support a strong military response, Netanyahu said Israel would enter Rafah to destroy Hamas battalions there with or without a ceasefire agreement in place. Israel and Hamas are negotiating a ceasefire agreement meant to free hostages and bring home some relief to the nearly seven-month-long war. Speaking to a meeting of the World Economic Forum in Cairo Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated U.S. opposition to a military assault on Rafah.
We've said clearly and for some time now on Rafah that in the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah.
The White House has reacted to news Tuesday that dozens of protesters on the campus of Columbia University in New York City have taken over a university building, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag out a window, and the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war that have spread to college campuses nationwide. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House continues to support free speech and the right to protest policies and ideas with which you may disagree.
You just got to do it peacefully. You can't hurt anybody. And you can't, in this case, you can't be disrupting the educational pursuit of your fellow students. They have a right to go to school and they have a right to do so safely. They have a right to get an education, and taking over a building by force is unacceptable.
Haiti's seven-member transitional council will vote Tuesday for the country's next president, a week after it formally assumed power in the chaotic Caribbean nation. This is VOA News. The United Nations